What is going on, everybody? Jonathan here with Gig Nation. And today we're going to be looking at 8 restaurants that you should avoid while you're delivering for DoorDash. So whether you're a brand new Dasher or you've been doing this for a long time, there's always ways to become more efficient and to kind of maximize your earnings when you're out there on the road. It's important to always look into all of the different variables that come into play when you're picking up orders and dropping them off. And one of those variables that you absolutely can control is the restaurants that you're picking up from, because as a Dasher, you're allowed to decline orders if you don't like the restaurant, if you don't want to pick up from there, and you're allowed to let that acceptance rate drop if you continuously don't want to pick up from restaurants that you've had a bad experience with. So it definitely helps to figure out which restaurants you like, which ones are fast, and which ones are taking a long time or messing up orders, restaurants that you may want to avoid. Now, before I dive into this, I just want to make a quick disclaimer, and that is a lot of these restaurants I've decided to add to the list because in general, they take a little bit longer wait time. Now, that's my experience with these restaurants. Restaurants obviously vary in how they operate, how they're managed by location. So you definitely have to figure out your own list and which restaurants are performing well in your area. But with that said, a lot of these restaurants are big national chains and they do have tendencies on a national level. So you're probably gonna want to avoid them regardless of what location it is. Now, of these 8 restaurants, I definitely do not have a complete list. So I'm gonna need your help. I'm gonna need you to leave a comment down below and let me know which restaurants are slow in your area, because I just cannot possibly get to all of them. Obviously, I don't have all of the restaurants here. So in order to make this list bigger, I'm gonna need you guys to help me out. And also, if I've listed a restaurant in this list that you actually think is fast, then go ahead and leave a comment as well. I absolutely don't wanna lead people astray. So if I have listed one here that I think is slow but is fast in your area, go ahead and let me know where you live in, where you dash, and you know what that restaurant is. Leave a comment down below for that as well. All right, let's go ahead and hop into this list. So we're gonna start things off with the Cheesecake Factory. Now, this is one of those national chains that I kind of have a feeling is just slow everywhere. And that's because it's such a big restaurant and it's always usually really busy. And that means that these restaurants, the Cheesecake Factories, aren't gonna be able to focus as much attention on your individual order because they have just so much going on. It's not uncommon to kind of show up and see a huge line of people trying to get into the restaurant, maybe Dashers picking up orders, people delivering food with other apps, just a ton of people waiting to get their food or to get seated, and you're just one of many. So you could end up waiting quite a long time before getting your food at the Cheesecake Factory, and it makes it less worth it for you to pick up these orders because you're not compensated that well for time. So it makes your hourly earnings decrease by picking up Cheesecake Factory orders. Number 2 on restaurants that I avoid picking up orders from is Taco Bell. Now, this one definitely varies from state to state. I've actually heard from some people that they like Taco Bell, but that's not the case for me. Taco Bell usually doesn't start making the orders until I actually get there and request them, which always adds a little bit of time, and they don't seem to be the fastest to get this done either. So I spend a lot of time waiting around. It doesn't seem like it's always the most efficiently managed fast food chain out there. So it seems like I'm waiting longer than I have to. And in general, even though I see a lot of these orders coming through, I like to kind of pass them up. Number 3 on the list is Buffalo Wild Wings. And this is kind of in a similar category to the Cheesecake Factory. It's one of those restaurants that's a national chain and tends to always be really busy. So there's gonna be a ton of orders kind of going through at the same time. And it means that a lot of times you're gonna be pushed back on that list and it's gonna take longer for you to wait and get your order. Now, personally, I've had a couple pretty bad experiences at Buffalo Wild Wings, so I just avoid them altogether. And it's also important to notice that parking here is really bad at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's really hard to get a spot, and just the risk of getting a ticket kind of compounded with the fact that you're waiting for a long time, so you can't really just get in and out, is kind of a huge burden and definitely a reason to avoid it. But honestly, just the wait time alone is enough to avoid this restaurant in a lot of areas. Number 4 on the list is P.F. Chang's. Now, P.F. Chang's is really similar to actually Buffalo Wild Wings and the Cheesecake Factory as well. They're national and they're just a really busy restaurant. If you're in there during dinner time, it's gonna be crazy, it's gonna be wild. There's gonna be a lot of other people trying to get seats, other people picking up orders, and you're just gonna be pushed back on the list. So this is another one of those that is definitely a wait time thing. And you know, when you look at your order, it might even be good up front, but by the time you factor in how much time this is taking you to get to the restaurant, wait in line, get that food, and then deliver it, you might be pushing closer to like 45 minutes, maybe even an hour if you get unlucky. And at the end of that, it might just not be worth your while to pick up from PF Chang's. Number five on the list is Red Robin. So I was really kind of indecisive about putting this on here because I actually really like the Red Robin that's near me. I tend to accept these orders a lot of times, but lately I've been realizing that it might not be a good idea because I've actually been going back through some old orders and seen that the wait time is pretty long. Now it's possible that I didn't notice this because I actually think the service is really good here. The hosts and the hostesses are always really nice, and they give you a cup of fries while you're waiting, so you're not really thinking about how long it's taking for your order to get ready because the service is so good. But when I actually kind of looked through past orders, I realized that I was spending a lot of time waiting here. And so even though I don't really not enjoy that wait time, when I'm trying to become more efficient, I kind of have to look back at restaurants like this and decide not to accept as many orders from them unless they're going to be really high payouts. Next up is Chick-fil-A. Now this is another one that I was kind of hesitant about, and only because as a customer, as a diner, I really like Chick-fil-A. I love their chicken, their food's amazing, and their service is really good. But as a Dasher, it's one of those restaurants that I like to avoid because it is just so busy sometimes, and it can be so busy that that means your wait time is longer, and once again, longer wait time means less hourly pay unless the payout is just so good on this order. So I recommend declining a lot of Chick-fil-A offers unless they're really high payouts. Number seven on the list is Five Guys, and this is another restaurant that I actually really enjoy going to as a customer. I think they've got great food, great milkshakes, but when I'm using DoorDash, when I'm dashing, I don't like to pick up orders here. And quite simply, I don't like picking up orders because they don't start making the food until you actually get there. Now for the customer, this is usually a good thing because it means that their food's gonna be hot and fresh when it gets to them because it's not waiting around while you're taking your time to get to the restaurant. But as a Dasher, sometimes this means it can take a while to get the food. Now it's not as bad as some of the other restaurants out there, but it's enough that I've kind of noticed my total time in picking up food and getting that to the customer is extended quite a bit when I'm doing Five Guy orders. So it's another one of those that unless it's a good payout, it's really not always worth taking. Last on the list, but definitely not least, is California Pizza Kitchen. And this is another one of those that just seems to be really slow. And I'm not always sure what it is with California Pizza Kitchen because it doesn't usually seem like it's all that busy, but for some reason it just takes them longer to get the orders done. And in my opinion, that kind of makes it just especially disappointing because I'm not really sure what the reason is why it's taking so long. There's no real logical explanation for me. It just seems like it's taking way longer than it should be. And for that reason, I like to avoid California Pizza Kitchen orders when they come through on DoorDash. If you found this list helpful, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. And as I mentioned before, if you have anything to add to the list, add it down below. If you disagree with me, that's okay. I'm fine with that. Leave a comment down below. Let me know why. Let me know which restaurant and in which area that is, because that's going to help out other people that dash in your area as well. Also, if you're looking for any other gig economy jobs, make sure to check out gigsharks.com. I'll leave a link down below. I've been working really hard on this website, and I'm kind of trying to compile just a list by region of the best gig economy jobs available. So you can use that as a resource if you ever want to find other gigs, other side hustles, and other ways to earn money.